आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनोभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुर्येव परं ब्रह्म, तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं, नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम्, शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं, केशवं बालरायणं, सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः।
विल चैंट द मंगलाचरण टुगेदर।
सर्ववेदान्त सिद्धान्त गोचरं तमयोचरं, गोविन्दं परमानन्दं, सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
While you were away, Angadji, we had been doing the lectures to follow up, and on behalf of the class and collectively, we have a question for you. Ko naam bandha katameda agata katam pratishthasya katam vimokshah, ko savanatma parama atma tayo viveka kathame tadachatam.
Very good. So answer to these seven questions will start perhaps after two lectures. Earlier we have seen na yogena na sankhena karmana no na vidyaya brahmatmaika bodhena moksho siddhati na anyatha. You cannot get this mukti by yoga. Yoga here means ashtanga yoga. Not by pranayama and asanam you will get this. Na yogena na sankhena not by Sankhya philosophy. Under the Sankhya philosophy, it is said there are many Atmas, but the Vedanta says there is only one Atma. Na Sankhya na. Na karmana, by karma also we will not get. Can anybody explain why, what is the science behind it? By karma you will not get.
Karma is
born up because of ignorance. The cause of karma is ignorance, avidya, vasana. So in our Vyanai chart, vasana is avidya. Because of that vasana, a desire comes in the intellect and at the body level we act. So the cause of action is avidya. So can we remove avidya by avidya? Can we get vidya by avidya? No. You can never get it. Na karma na. But that does not mean that you will not do karma. Karma has to be done. For purification of mind, all karma has to be done. Na karma na. Na vidya. Achha, here karmana also means the ritual and the social work also. Sari jindagi social work karte rahe jao. You will not get mukti. That will purify your mind. Whole life you do the karma kanda. That will purify your mind. But mukti you will not get. Na karma na. Eh? Na vidya. Shankaracharya ji said, vidya se bhi hoga. So what is the meaning of vidya here? Upasana. Vidya devaloka. We have seen in our Isavasya Upanishad it has come. Vidya devaloka. And by theoretical knowledge also you will not get. Theoretical knowledge also will not help you. Brahma Atma Aikatva Bodhena. Only way out is you have to understand that Brahma Atma Aikatva, it is one. My Atma is Brahman. Bodhena Siddhati Moksha Na Anyatha. There is no other method. The only method is you have to have the knowledge that Atman and Brahman is one and same. And that is me. It's not somebody different from me. It is me. That is knowledge. Then in 57th verse, it says, Vinaya Rupa Saundaryam Tantrivadan Saustavam Prajaranjan Matram Tan Na Samrajyaya Kalpate. Vina Rupa Saundaryam. Vina is very decorative. And the player, the instrumentalist, he is also Ustad, Pandit. But when he plays, what is that? It is only entertainment for the audience. Prajaranjan Matra. By that, you will not, na samrajyaya kalpate, in the audience there may be president, prime minister sitting. They may give you applaud, standing ovation, but they will not give you your seat. Prime minister will never offer his seat. Oh, aapne bahut achha bajaya, ustad ji aa jao, you become prime minister. No. But the deeper meaning is that don't make it a kala. Shastra is not a kala. Don't become an artist. You will not get to the samrajya. Samrajya is here we are talking about the Atma Samrajya. You will not get the Atma Samrajya. Bhag Vaikari Sabdajari Sastra Vyakhyam Kausalam Vedusya Vidusam Tadvat Bhuktaye Nat Muktaye. Bhag Vaikari is a very good orator. Sabdajari, words are flowing like river. Lot of quotations and everything. Then what is all this? Vaidusyam Vidusam Tadvat. Gurudev right? These brings only a little joyous material satisfaction to the scholar, but they are insufficient to liberate him completely. Na muktaye. You can have little bit muktaye, little bit of joy you can get. Or somebody may give you an award. आपको ताम्र पत्र दे देते हैं, सर्टिफिकेट दे देते हैं, ओनली लिटिल बिट ऑफ जॉय देयर, न मुक्त है. देन इट इज सेड द शास्त्र आर ऑल्सो मीन्स ओनली, शास्त्र आर ऑल्सो मीन्स फॉर रियलाइजेशन. अभिज्ञाते परे तत्व शास्त्र अधीति स्तु निष्फला, विज्ञाते भी परे तत्व शास्त्राधीति स्तु निष्फला. अभिज्ञाते परे तत्व, व्हाट इज दैट परम तत्व? सच्चिदानंद, सत विच इज बियॉन्ड थ्री पीरियड ऑफ टाइम, चित इज द कॉन्सियसनेस, एंड आनंद ब्लिस, इनफाइनाइट ब्लिस, दैट इज परम तत्व. अभिज्ञाते परे तत्व, इफ यू डोंट कम टू नो दैट परम तत्व, देन द शास्त्र इज निष्फल, यूजलेस. अभिज्ञाते परे तत्व, स्टडी ऑफ द शास्त्र बिकम्स फ्यूटाइल. एंड विज्ञाते भी परे तत्व, बट वंस यू कम टू नो आफ्टर स्टडिंग द स्क्रिप्चर, यू फॉलो व्हाट एवर इज सेड इन द स्क्रिप्चर, विज्ञाते भी परे तत्व शास्त्र अधीतिस्तु निष्फल, आफ्टर दैट ऑल्सो इट इज निष्फल, यूजलेस. That we have seen in our last session, how it is explained earlier times. That was in 1985 when I came to Chicago. Then people used to move from one place to another. They used to take that map chart and they follow that route. So when you reach your destination, you fold it and keep it. Now nishfal. That chart is useless for the person who is not going to that destination. And once you reach that destination, that again becomes useless. Similarly, abhigyate pare tattve shastra dhitistu nishfala, abhigyate pi pare tattve shastra dhitistu nishfala. In both cases, so the shastra is required for whom? For the seekers. For us, the shastra is there. We have to study the Shastra. But how to study? This is Sabda Jalam Maharanyam Chitta Brahmana Karanam. Sabda Jalam is the jungle of words. If you want to study Shastra by yourself, what we have to do? First we have to study Sanskrit. Because everything is in Sanskrit. Then you have to study Panini grammar. And after that, again you have to find out the root for each word, meaning for that. Then you will come out with the different meanings, because each root has got different meanings. Same word has got different meaning, different context. So then you will come out with, oh, this also means this, this also means this, this also means all contradictory things. Sabda Jalam Maharanyam, it is forest. So what is to be done? Chitta Bhraman Karanam. Your mind will be deluded. Atah pratnyat jigyas, atah pratnyat jatabhyam. So you have to put in effort to know from whom. Say, tatva gai, those who know. That means you have to go to the guru who knows. He will tell you, you have to study only this much. There are four Vedas in which 80, more than 96% is the Karmakhand. Now you start studying Vedas, Karmakhand. And the Upanishad part is only 4%. And that is at different places. Start studying from A to Z. Sabda Jalam Maharanyam Chitta Brahman Karanam, your mind will reel. Ata pratnat jatabhyam tatva gai tattvam atmanah. Those who know, tattvam means the mood sarup, the tattik sarup, those who know, you go to them, they will tell you. You have to study only this much, depending on your qualification, how much your mind is purified, they will tell you the sadhana, they will tell you, you have to do this, 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 this. Now, comes verse number 61.
Ajnana sarpa drashtasya
ajnana sarpa drashtasya
vram drashtasya
drashta drashta not dra
ajnana sarpa drashtasya
ajnana sarpa drashtasya
brahmagyanaushadham vina
brahmagyanaushadham vina
kimu vedaischa shastraischa
kimu vedaischa shastraischa
kimu mantrai kimu shadhaihi kimu mantrai kimu shadhaihi
ajnanasarpadashtasya brahmagyanaushadham vina kimu vedaischa shastraischa kimu mantrai kimu shadhaihi.
So what is the disease and what is its cure is stated here. So the disease with all of us is ajnan sarpa dashtasya. Ajnan, ignorance, sarpa, cobra or snake, dashtasya, it has stung us, it has bitten us. Ajnan sarpa has bitten us. This is our disease. Ajnan sarpa dash. What is this ajnan? What is this ajnan? Not knowing our true nature. Thakur Ramakrishna has said very simple definition of jnana and ajnan. If you know your true nature, you are jnani. If you don't know your true nature, you are ajnani. We all don't know our true nature. What is our true nature? We are Sachidananda. Are we experiencing it? No. That is our true nature, Sachidananda. But ananda to milta nahi hai, khali dukh hi dukh aata hai. Ajnan. Because of this ajnan, we think we are not complete. That Sachidananda is complete. He needs nothing from this world. He is purna. That is why we say, na, Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. Purna, it's complete. But what is our position? What is our understanding? We think we are not complete. We are incomplete. And to make ourselves complete, we want to accumulate. We have the desire. This is ajnan. And what is the effect of this ajnan? Guruji has written in Gyansar, Dehatma bhavo viseshu ragah kartitta bhavasya tathaiva karmasu satyatta buddhi jagatihi yasya saeva baddha purusasya dukhi. Guruji said, four thing will happen if you are a jnani. Dehatma bhava. You think this deha is atma. Is it not so? We all say this deha is atma. Dehatma bhava viseshu raga. And we have got attachment to all the sense objects. We all are attached to sense objects. Kartitva bhavasya karmisu. In the karma, we have got the kartitva bhava, doership. That is also there. Satyatva buddhi jagati yasya. Satyatva buddhi jagat is satya. Brahma is mithya. That is our understanding now. Because this world, this jagat appears to be real. Jo dikhai padta hai, wo satya hai. The thing which we are seeing is real. And the Brahman is not seen, cannot be perceived by organs of perception. Therefore, it's not there. Jagati satya buddhi. That is why we all try to make all things of the world permanent. Mera makan, that should be permanent. My body should always stay like this, young. Everything we want should remain as it is. Our relationship should remain as it is. My spouse, my children, my parents, they should never fall sick. Kabhi nahi hona chahiye. Koi nahi marna chahiye. It will never happen. Jagati satya buddhi, this is our understanding. Saiva baddha purushasya dukhi. This is a bound person, this is a jnani, and he is always dukhi. Guruji says he will be always sorrowful. What is the science behind it? You will be always sorrowful. Because you are attached to a thing which is changing and perishable. Anything which is changing and perishable, one day when it perishes, will give you sukh. No, it will give you dukkha. It will give you dukkha. Therefore, so whosoever is attached to changing and perishable thing will be always dukhi. There, that is why Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita, this whole jagat is dukkhalay, dukkhalay. In this dukkhalay, we are trying to find out sukh, dukkhalay. Agyan sarpadastasya, this agyan has stung us and beaten us. And this is illusory snake. It's not real snake, it's illusory snake. But we think the poison is real. Poison is real. So, we want to get rid of this suffering. What is the medicine? Shankaracharya says, Brahma Jnana Ausadham Bina. Ausadhi. The medicine for this ignorance is Brahma Jnana. You can never remove the sorrow of the world by any other means. You try. You will never be successful. Only Brahma Jnana will remove the sorrow. That is why in Bhagavad Gita you will also find Arjun was sorrowful. Why he was sorrowful? Because he got attached to his grandfather and guru. When he saw both of them, something happened and he started crying. And the Lord realized the problem is his attachment with the sansar. And the only way out is Atma Gyan. Therefore, Lord gave Atma Gyan to Arjun first. Although the question of Arjun was to the Lord, what is my duty at this point of time, you tell me. Dharma Sammoodha Cheta. My Cheta, my mind is Dharma Sammoodha, is deluded now. Tell me what is my duty in this battlefield. Lord could have said, khade ho, lado. But he didn't say that. He gave him the Atma Jnana. Because Lord also knows without Atma Jnana, the sorrow of the world can never be removed. So the only medicine, Brahma Jnana Ausadam Bina. Without the Brahma Jnana, kaise milega Brahma Jnana? Chinma Mishana na hoga. You have to study Upanishad, you have to study Gita. And to become a fit student, for that you have to study the preliminary grantha, prakaran grantha, tattvabodh, atmabodh. You have to study all this, then you get the knowledge. Brahma jnana ausadam bina. Kim vedascha? Suppose you start chanting Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sam Veda. Will your ignorance will be removed? Kim vedascha? Or start doing the rituals given in the Vedas, Karma Kanda. Can you remove your Ajnana by that? No. Because it is karma. And the father of karma is Ajnana. Or you start studying Upanishad, you get the theoretical knowledge. It has not become your wisdom. We all have got the theoretical knowledge, but it has not become our wisdom. We are not abiding in that knowledge. That also will not have. The kim sastrai, what is this sastra? By study of the different philosophies, will also not help. Different darshan, yoga, sankhya, nyaya, uttar mimansa, purva mimansa. If you go on studying all these things, this is not going to help. All darshans are good. One is better than other. But they are not complete. The ultimate is Ved. You have to come to the Upanishad. Then you will get it. Kim mantrai mananatrayate mantra. Repetition of mantra. Om namah shivaya, om namah shivaya, om namah. Agyan jayega kya? Nahin jayega. Kim mantrai. Shankaracharya ji writes all this thing. Kim mantrai. Kim ausadai. No medicine will help it. Even the Sanjeevani booty brought by Hanumanji will also not help. Ignorance cannot be removed by any other method except the knowledge. But had it been the real snake bite, then you can apply ausadhi, medicine, mantra, you go to the tantric, or they will cut and suck, or they will give you some herbs to apply. Real serpent, real snake has stung you, then there is ausadhi. But the illusory serpent stung you. What is the medicine for that? Brahmajnana. There is no other medicine. So, aap pakad ke rakh lo, if you want to remove the sorrow of the world, there is no other medicine other than the Brahmajnana. Brahmajnana chahiye. And what is that Brahmajnana? That Atma and Brahma ekya bodh. All Upanishad, they prove only one thing. Atma, Brahma, ekya. Tattvam asi. You are that. Next, 62.
Nagacchati vinapanam.
Nagacchati vinapanam.
Vyadhirausadha shabdatah.
Vyadhirausadha shabdatah.
Vinaparokshanubhavam.
Vinaparokshanubhavam.
Brahma shabdaina muchyate.
Brahma shabdaina muchyate.
Nagacchati vinapanam. Vyadhirausadha shabdatah. Vinaparokshanubhavam. Brahma shabdaina muchyate.
Nagacchati vinapanam vyadhi. If you have got a vyadhi, if you have got a disease, if you have got a sickness, then you have to take the medicine. By taking the name of the medicine only, ausada sabdata. If you have got a headache and you say aspirin, 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 aspirin. So, aapka to headache jayega nahi, the other will get headache. Aspirin, 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 aspirin. Na gacchati vinapanam vyadhi ausada sabdatah. Suppose you have got a sugar, you are diabetic, and you start saying insulin, insulin, insulin. Will your blood sugar come down? No. You have to take it. Ausad. What is ausad? Ausadi dosan dhatte gunan. The true meaning of ausadi is that your causes of disease, it will remove. But it will not damage other good cells. That is ausadhi. It's not like your antibiotic. It will remove your cause cause of the disease, but at the same time give you side effects also. In Ayurvedic science, the Aushadhi means that will remove only the cause of the disease, but the other things will remain intact. They will not disturb any healthy cells. Vina aprochanuvam brahma sabdaina muchyate. Without the direct experience of the Atman, aparochanuvam, vina aparochanuvam. What is parocha and aparocha? Aksha means eyes. Parocha means eye of other. Aparocha means my own experience. Vina aparocha anubhavam brahma saddaina muchyate. Just by saying aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, brahma, 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 brahma. Namuchyate. You have to have a direct experience. And this direct experience, how it will happen? It should be preceded by Sravan, Manan and Nididhyasan. Sravan, Sravan of what? Sravan about the Atman, the nature of Atman, the nature of Anatma. Both you have to know, Atma and Anatma. Then reflect on it. My intellect will create lot of doubts. Ki whatever Shastra has said is not correct. I am not able to understand. Reflect on it. Manan. Then after that, Nididhyasan. And after Nididhyasan, you get into the Samadhi. Sravan, Manan and Nididhyasan. Approach Anubhuti is required. Approach is the direct. Now suppose you tell your child, you should not touch the fire. But the fire is very attractive. When you are not seeing, child will go and touch. That is Approach Anubhav. Direct experience. Now in the dream, that child will not touch the fire. One experience is required, direct anubhav. After that it is not required. What is parocha and aparocha jnana? Panchadasi Vidyaran Swami says beautifully, brahma asti iti parocha jnana. Brahma asti, brahma hai. Bole, this is parocha jnana. Brahma asmi, it is aparocha jnana. You got it? Brahma asti, brahma is parocha jnana, book is knowledge. Brahma asmi, I am Brahman. This is aparocha jnana. Aparocha jnana is a direct experience. I am that Brahman. My Atma is Brahman. Brahman is not different from me. I am that Brahman. So therefore, what is to be done? Uttishta jagrata prapya varam nibodhata. Kathopanisha says, uttishta, get up. We all are sleeping. Sleeping toward that Brahman. But we are all jagrit toward the world. So therefore, he says, uttishta, get up, jagrat, wake up. Hamari to aankh khuli hui hai. I am in the waking state. No, jagrit toward that. Prapya varam, go to the teacher. And then nibodhata, stop not till the goal is reached. Ek bar sunne se nahi hoga. Many people think, hum to tattva bodh pad liya hai, sadhana panchakam pad liya hai, sab ho gaya. Guruji said, even now if I teach tattva bodh now, I get new ideas of that. 100 times you have to study. Nibodhata. And you continue till you get the realization. Don't stop. So we have to have the direct experience. So how can we experience it? That is the next verse. So whatever is taught in the Vivek Chudamani, we have to apply in our life. If you don't apply, then you don't get the result. Application has to be done. Next verse.
Akritva drishya vilayam.
Akritva drishya vilayam.
Agyatva tattvam atmanah.
Agyatva tattvam atmanah.
Brahma shabdaih kuto muktih.
Brahma shabdaih kuto muktih.
Ukti matra phalainam.
Ukti matra phalainam.
Akritva drishya vilayam. Agyatva tattvam atmanah.
Brahma shabdaih kuto muktih.
Ukti matra phalainam.
Akritva drishya vilayam. There are only two things. One is the drishya, another is the drishta. Drishta and drishya, seer and seen. We are seeing all the drishya, seen only. But who is the real seer? That we are not able to get. We are not able to go to that. Real seer. Like when we see a red rose, who is the seeing? The eyes are seeing. The eyes are seer, the rose is seen. When the eyes are dull, who is the seer of the eyes? Mind is the seer of the eyes. Mind is inert. In the mind also comes negative and positive thoughts. Who is the seer? The Sakshi, the Atman, the witness is the seer. He is the ultimate seer. So here it is said, akritva drishya vilayam, having not caused the dissolution of world of perception. There is drishya, there is drishta. We want to come to drishta, ultimate seer, to Atman. For that what we have to do? You have to dissolve all the drishya, all the scenes. The same thing we do in the meditation. We draw from the whole world. When we sit on the meditation seat, what we do? We withdraw slowly from the whole world. Then in the practice, then Acharya or Guru will say, okay, bring your attention from outside world to your body, to your toe, to your ankle, to your knee, to thigh, right hand, left hand, this, that, and then come to your swasas. See your breathing, breathing going in, going out, then slowly, slowly go in, inside. That is, slowly you are withdrawing from the world. Drishya vilayam. Dissolving all the drishya. So with the open eyes, the whole world is drishya. Whatever you see is the drishya. But when you close the eyes, and mind is functioning, then all thoughts are drishya. So gross drishya and subtle drishya. Gross drishya, with open eyes we are seeing everything in the world, that is all drishya. Close your eyes, then the thoughts are, you are seeing the thoughts. The thoughts are also drishya. So what is the deeper meaning? Deeper meaning is that we are giving the reality to the drishya. Don't give that reality to the drishya. We give too much importance to the drishya. The Shastra says, don't give too much importance to the drishya. And behind the drishya, there is tattva. Because of the drishya, you are not able to see the tattva. We have seen it many times. Each vastu has got five things. Asti, Priya, Naam, Roop. We are able to see the Naam, Roop, but we are not able to see Asti, Bhati, Priya. It is there. What we have to do? Drishya vilayam, Naam, Roop, falsify. There you will find. Drishya vilayam. But if you give the importance, tab to ho gaya. we are giving too much importance to the drishya. Like you go in the cinema, you are seeing cinema. If you are identified with the cinema, and when the husband sees the heroine dies, husband starts weeping. And when the hero dies, wife starts weeping. Because they are identified. If you are not identified with the cinema, if you go that it is only for the entertainment, then you don't cry. But when you identify with it, the problem starts. So, the first path, akritva drishya vilayam, has got the two meaning. First meaning is that, like in the deep sleep, we don't see any drishya. That is vilay of drishya, dissolution of all the drishya. And second is, with the open eyes I have to dissolve. With the open eye I have to dissolve, like a clay pot. If you start meditating on the clay only, you will not see the pot. If you start meditating on the clay, not on the pot, if you start meditating on the clay, then you will not see the form, pot you will not see. In a jewelry shop, we go, we see only Naam Roop. But the jeweler, goldsmith, his eyes always see the gold. How much gold is there? He is not seeing the Naam Roop. He sees only the gold. In Upadeshar also we have seen drishyavaritam chittamatmanah chittadarsanam tattadarsanam. The mind is to be withdrawn from all the objects. Drishyavaritam. Then what will happen? If you remove your mind from all the objects, the mind itself sees the consciousness. This we have seen many times. Consciousness plus thought is equal to? Mind minus thought is equal to? If you have withdrawn from the drishya, no thoughts, same mind is consciousness. Drishya varitan chittatmanah chittadarsanam. You are seeing that consciousness. That is atmadarsan. Agyatva tattva atmana, somebody not knowing the Atman, its nature, and he starts meditating. Even if he is successful, he will come back as a jeev only. He entered as a jeev in the Atman and come back after meditation as Atman. Agyatva, without knowing the nature of the Atman, if you start meditating, you will be successful. But you cannot call yourself a realized master. Brahma sabdai kuto mukti ukti matra phale ninam. Brahma sabdai kuto mukti. If you say only Brahma, 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 only by saying Brahma, Brahma, kuto mukti, where is no mukti? No liberation. Ukti matra phale niram, it is only blabbering. Brahma, Brahma, Brahma. By saying Brahma, Brahma, you become Brahman? No. Ukti matra. So for mukti, one has to know the real nature of the drashta. Drashta means Atman, Satchidanand, Brahman. You have to know the nature of that Brahman also. And also you have to know the unreal nature of the drishya. We even don't know the real nature of drishya also. The real nature of the drishya is, it's all changing and perishable. Magar hum manna nahi chahte hain. Whether you accept it, don't accept it, the nature of the law of the nature will not change. Law of the nature is changing and perishable. So we have to know the nature of the drishya and the nature of drashta. Drashta is real and drishya is all unreal. Knowing only one will not give you mukti. Suppose you know only one, Drishya, Bodha, Dharma says, only they know the Drishya, not the Drashta. And that is why they say, Sarvam Chanikam Sarvam Dukkham. Sarvam Chanikam Sarvam Dukkham. But for this you need a constant, permanent substratum for that. Both of them did not accept that. For them, Jagat is Mithya, they have come to that conclusion. Sarvam Dukkham Sarvam Chanikam. Jagat is Mithya, he has come to that conclusion. But there is a substratum for that. That was not accepted there. The difference between Vedanta and Bauddha Dharma is that in Vedanta also we say Jagat Mithya. Bauddha Dharma is also saying Jagat Mithya. But we say Brahma Satya. But they have come only up to Jagat Mithya. Sarvam Chanikam Sarvam Dukkham. They give example of flowing river, constantly changing, or the lamp wick. The flame is constantly changing. So they have come up to only one part. In the Bodha Dharma you will find lamas always meditating. But the moment they open the eyes, Drishya again comes. It's incomplete. Incomplete. In Jain Dharma, lot of importance is given to the tapas. Why tapas? Important? Because tapas will remove all your impurities. When the impurities are removed, then you are fit for knowledge. Real self will shine. So what is the sadhana? The sadhana here is quieten the mind by dissolution of the drishya prapancha. Quieten your mind, withdraw from the drishya prapancha. And what is this drishya? Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mad, matsar. This is drishya. You have to withdraw from all this. And then after that, this dissolution will happen only after Sravan Manan Nididhyasan. The real dissolution will happen only by Sravan Manan Nididhyasan. Sravan of the nature of Drishya and the nature of Drashta. Nature of Drashta, the ultimate seer, the Atman, it is real. The nature of the Drishya, Anatma, it is all changing and perishable. So first we have to understand that, Sravan, then on that you reflect, whatever is said in the scripture is true, manan. Then whatever obstacles there be there in Nididhyasan, it will go away. Without doing this sadhana, if you start meditating, then the whole thing will collapse like a pack of cards. The true knowledge is that self alone is expressing everything in the world. This is true knowledge. Self alone is expressing as everything in this world. Everything has got five things. Asti, Bhati, Priya, Naam, Roop. So in each and everything, these five things are there. If you falsify the Naam Roop, so everywhere with the open eyes, you will be able to see Asti Bhati Priya. But with not this Charma Chakshu, you have to see with this Jnana Chakshu. Everything has got five things. I have to falsify Naam Roop. Drishya Vilayam. Then whatever remains, if I remove all thoughts from mind, what remains there? Consciousness. If I remove all names and forms in the whole world, what remains? Consciousness. Brahman will remain. Akritva adrishya vilayam. So without doing the dissolution of all drishya, agyatva tattva atmana, and without knowing the nature of the atman, both things you have to do. Brahma sabdai kuto mukti, by only chanting Brahma, 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 kuto mukti, no mukti. Then what is that? But it is just ukti matra phala ninam, it is just only a blabbering, that's all, nothing else. One more verse we will see today.
Akritva shatru samharam.
Akritva shatru samharam.
Agatva khila bhushriyam.
Agatva khila bhushriyam.
Rajahamiti shabdanno.
Rajahamiti shabdanno.
Raja bhavitum arhati. Raja bhavitum arhati. Akritva shatru samharam. Agatva khila bhushriyam.
Raja hamiti shabdanno.
Raja bhavitum arhati.
Another example. Akritva shatru samharam. One person's name is Raja. So just by name, can you claim that you are Raja? Just by name. Or there is a real Raja and he is thrown out from the palace and he is staying in the jungle and he says, I am Raja, Raja, Raja. Can you say he is Raja? No. Akritva sattu sangharam. So the Raja has to Satru Sandhar, he has to kill the enemies. Without killing the enemies, can you say that I am the Raja? No. Then Agatva Akhila Bhusriyam, and you have not got your kingdom back. You have not killed the enemy, you have not got your kingdom back. Raja aham iti sabdat. Aham Raja, Ram Raja. You are staying in jungle and you are saying aham Raja. Na Raja bhavatum arati. You don't become Raja without killing the enemies and taking back your kingdom. Only by saying Raja, 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 you don't become Raja. By saying Brahman, 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 you don't become Brahman. Who is the Satru? Kaam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Mad, Matsar, it is there. Those are Satru. Have you killed those Satrus? Have you got back the Atman? Without killing the Satru, only if you say Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Raja, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, not going to happen anything. It is just like if somebody says, my name is Lakshmi, that doesn't mean you become the goddess of wealth. Lakshmi to kanda thape bhik mange dhanpal. Kanda thapi means the cow dung cake. The lady who is making those cow dung cake, her name is Lakshmi. Poorest of the poor, but her name is?
Lakshmi.
And Dhanpal maange bheek. The name of the beggar is Dhanpal. Then somebody says, Amar Singh mar gaye. Lo. Amar Singh, name is Amar. Mar gaye. Mar. One person was landlord in Pakistan. And at the time of partition, he came to India. So now the land is there. Earlier he was landlord. He was calling himself landlord. Now the land is in Pakistan. He is in India. What is your name? Lord. He is claiming Lord. In erstwhile India also there were many Rajas. Small, small states, there were Rajas. After independence, the government used to give them some purse, money. Now that is also stopped. But they still have that. Recently I read in the newspaper, maybe few months back, coronation of Raja in Mysore. Only the palace is there. Raja has got the palace and the throne is there. And Raja and Rani both are staying in America. They went there for coronation. Naam ke vaste Raja. So how to get the direct experience, that is stated in the next verse, which we'll take up in our next session.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.
Hari Om. Just one announcement. Uncle Ji mentioned that to learn the scriptures and to get the true essence, and we have all been coming to Chinmaya Mission for over a decade and a half right now and counting, which is good. So we have a very good opportunity now with the Chinmaya International Foundation. The website is chininfo.org. Our Dr. Varun Khanna, who was here a few months ago, he has started a 20-week session to learn Sanskrit. And it is extremely useful. I have joined it. We have completed two sessions. It is a live broadcast. Our time, it is 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. on Saturday. And you can go to the website, CHINFO. It's a pretty tricky, Chinfo. It is not CHININFO. It is just CHINFO.org. You can register over there. We have completed two sessions. It's 20 sessions. And yesterday, Dr. Khanna informed us that up to session 5, it is open for enrollment. So those of you who want to participate in it, please do log in and take advantage of all this. There is no cost to it because it is the Guru Shishya Parampara, and as of last night, there were 850 people who have been participating in this course from all over the world. It comes on YouTube. It is very, very clear, and it has a forum where you can interact with him. There is course materials. One of the important questions that came up was how much time I have to spend to get to know this. And the answer to that is that if you can spare 20 minutes a day, which is roughly about 2 hours per week, then you should be able to keep up with it. It is presented, Varun, Dr. Khanna was born and brought up in the US, and he studied in Oxford, where he did his PhD. So he is very much in tune with the methodology and very Western in the way he will explain to us, so we can all relate to it very, very comfortably. So I would urge all of you, if you haven't done that, please go in, sign up, and take advantage of this wonderful opportunity. As I said, there is no cost to it. It is just your enthusiasm. And the more you learn Sanskrit, the more we propagate that, not only for us, for the generations to come. I think it is our responsibility to continue in that tradition. Hari Om.